General Motors is trying to figure out the way forward as the Obama administration demands more painful restructuring. The company's CEO, Rick Wagoner, was forced to resign. The new chief executive is Fritz Henderson. He's a longtime insider. He was chief operating officer of GM before he took over as CEO. Now he'll be responsible for drafting a new turnaround plan, one that's acceptable to the government. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton has this report.
Fritz Henderson has a reputation for having a talent with numbers. It will come in handy in the next 60 days. The Obama administration has ordered General Motors to prepare a more realistic plan to survive one of the harshest auto environments ever. Otherwise, the company will be forced into bankruptcy. Henderson also has a reputation for being determined, a trait he used in the late 1970s to land a spot as a walk-on pitcher for the University of Michigan baseball team. His coach, Moby Benedict, says Henderson was a scholar athlete with an emphasis on scholar.
He got to pitch on occasion at the end of the games.
Other pitchers eagerly measured the speed of their fastballs with the radar gun, not Henderson. He said he was pretty sure his fastball wouldn't even get a speeding ticket.
But I kept him because of his attitude and his work ethic, and he just was a nice person to have as a member of the baseball squad.
Benedict followed Henderson's career at GM closely. He watched with pride as global sales improved under Henderson's leadership in Brazil, then Asia, and Europe. Henderson returned to the U.S. as GM's chief operating officer last year. But then the bottom dropped out. GM sales around the world and North America are now deeply depressed. Gerald Myers thinks Henderson is capable of helping GM through perhaps its greatest crisis. Myers was CEO of the now-defunct American Motors Corporation. Today, he teaches leadership at the University of Michigan Ross School of Business.
I think he's the complete executive, and I can't think of a dimension that I would want an executive to have that he doesn't possess.
Complete executive or not, Henderson faces a huge challenge. GM is still a vast company employing 240,000 people worldwide. In the next 60 days, GM must get its bondholders and the UAW to agree to slash $48 billion in debt by half or more. And the company must prepare a new turnaround plan with even deeper cuts. Sean McElinden is an economist with the Center for Automotive Research.
General Motors must become a smaller company, especially in North America, in order to survive. It has to cut down on the number of products, nameplates, brand divisions it offers the public market to an acceptable level that can break even.
Henderson hasn't spoken about his new post yet, but he has said in the past that he enjoys challenges that others believe are insurmountable. Whether he can keep GM out of bankruptcy or not, Fritz Henderson will have to try to figure out a way to salvage this century-old American company. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.